Pat is from Astoria. Carol's from Gearhart.
I'm here for families, keeping families together. We need to do that.
Because the kids have been kidnapped. I mean, they're kidnapped and being held hostage.
Joe is from Hammond.
It's a long time since I've been at a protest. I'm now in my 91st year, and I used to protest a lot, but the legs don't hold out anymore. But I support this wholeheartedly.
So do you have any thoughts on who you'd like to see be president in 2020?
Somebody who had the style and intellectual power of Obama.
I'm Kathy, and I'm from Ocean Park. And I'm not an activist, I'm not a protester, but this is something I feel very strongly about. We're America, we're a land of immigrants, and that's who we are, and that's why what's going on is very, very wrong.
Do you have any thoughts on who you'd like to see be president in 2020?
Certainly not Trump. I think he's proven not only that he was a bad nightmare, but our worst nightmare. And I think somebody who cares about all of the people in the country.
My first name's Kathy. I'm from Seaside. Why I'm here is because not everybody's here, but everybody should be here. So I'm representing those that aren't here for the justice of the children that are in cages all over the United States. I think our country's kind of in a crisis because of the way we're treating our immigrants. And if we don't say stop, it'll continue.
Do you have any thoughts on who you'd like to see be president in 2020?
You know, I kind of do. I really like Joe Biden because he knows what's happening in the world. He's down to earth, and he'll bring dignity back to the presidency. And he knows the right people to put in the right places. He won't pay off people like what we have right now.
I'm Laura. I drove here from Portland last night. It's my first time to Astoria, and I am so happy I found a rally to attend today.
Why is it important for you to be at this rally?
Oh, it's just, I love the small town rallies more than the big ones like in Portland because it helps. It's easy to get a rally going in Portland, but the evidence in smaller towns like Astoria, it helps show me evidence that everyone is outraged, everyone cares, no one's okay with this, no matter where you go in America. So it really, really helps me in these difficult 2 weeks to see people care.
My name's Cal. I'm from Portland as well. I'm here because as it's approaching Independence Day for us, the 4th of July, I feel like everyone at the border should be free as well because that's the ideals of our nation and that's what I believe should be right.
So how old are you?
I'm 13.
So do you have any thoughts on who you want to have president in 2020?
Well, I'm not really sure. I think we need someone who knows what they're doing and no more reality TV show hosts, if you know what I mean.
My name is Liam. I'm from Astoria.
And why are you here today?
Well, I'm just supporting the cause, you know? It's just so wrong just to separate children from their families. It's kind of crazy, so we got to stop them and bring them back together.
So how old are you?
I'm 14.
So do you have any thoughts on who you would want to see be president in 2020?
Anybody functioning who doesn't separate kids at the border will do fine for me.
Michael Miller is running for mayor of Astoria.
Those people have come this incredible distance on this incredible journey full of all kinds of pains and deprivation that I can't imagine. But then to get here to the U.S., the land of the free, then to have their children taken away from them and those kids to be scarred for the rest of their lives, it's horrible. It's just the kind of thing that that should be intolerable to all of us.
Joan Herman is running for the Astoria City Council.
The key is to get people out to vote, especially young people. So I would encourage anyone who's not registered to vote to please vote. You've got to do that. Get registered so you can vote in November. Your vote does matter despite what we read.
Kathleen MacDonald, and I'm here representing INCO, Indivisible North Coast Oregon. Storm the midterms. We're doing everything we can to flip Congress this year. So if people are interested, www.indivisiblenorthcoastoregon.org.
Lisa is from Long Beach, Washington.
I'm feeling more optimistic about the midterms now because of the turnout today. I think there are probably about 400 people here, and this is a little town. And I came from across the river, and you're hearing the horns blowing. I mean, people are being very responsive. I've gotten maybe two thumbs down to all these thumbs up and waves. So I'm feeling very optimistic, actually, as long as the Democrats don't screw it up, which, you know, they like to do. I think that optimism and hope must stay alive. Otherwise, all is lost.